That was Matthew West, and it is time for us to do something. You know, there is so much in this world that needs to be done. There are so many hurting people. There are so many needs. And like I always say, no person can do it all, but all of us, each of us can do something. And someone who kind of took that to heart is a local businessman, Roger Dunn. He has just returned from Southeast Asia. Welcome back, Roger.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you end up in Southeast Asia to begin with?
In February of 2014, through First Free, where I go to church, we took a vision trip. It's a little bit different than your normal mission trip. A normal mission trip, sometimes you might think, well, we're going to go build something or we're going to go do this. What I really loved about this, it's a vision trip. So you go over and catch a vision of what God's doing through a lot of times locals in different countries. So we went to, we flew like forever, flew into Tokyo and then flew into Bangkok, spent a couple, 3 days in Bangkok, 8.5 million people, a lot of darkness there. Saw some safe houses for trafficked women. Then we went from there to Vientiane, Laos, and saw some of the things that were going on, worked with the local church, met with a company that was doing some things for the rural people, and I was kind of moved by what they were doing. And then we went down to Cambodia, which again is a really hard situation. 80% of their people are under 35 years of age, and about 60% are under 15. But if you go back and watch movies like The Killing Field, you'll understand that they wiped out a whole generation. So that's it's a hard situation there, but that country's really making leaps and bounds from a Christian standpoint. And then we went back over to Bangkok, didn't realize that it was like Venice, and we went through the canals, and then we flew home. And that was all well and good, but it just kind of started working on my heart. And later on that summer, I started looking and started thinking about what I was doing here and what kind of needs there were there. And then I remembered that one business that I got to talk to that were touching people in Laos. And I thought, I wonder if I could help them, or I wonder if I could help with the church. So I got with Charlie D and actually went back over in November of last year. But I made a commitment to say, okay, I want an extended vision trip. But this one was a double vision trip from a standpoint. I want to see more of what God's doing. And then I wanted to see if, as God, is this what you're saying you want me to finish strong doing? Is this where you want me to be? And I didn't know. People would say, what are you going to do when you get there? And I said, I don't have a clue, but I feel like God said I'm supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And so I listened. And
yeah, that is a huge step. And what was it, how did God get you to that point that you were willing to take that step of faith? You know, I think God speaks to a lot of us, but so often we want to ignore that or we're afraid to step out. But there was something that gave you that strength to step out.
I think more than anything else, one of the biggest prayers that I've had for years, I actually used to be a very successful businessman. I probably had in 2000, I had a net worth of about $3 million. I had a company that did about $6.8 million that year. Used to own a $500,000 house on a 200-acre farm with 40 show horses. And I said, God, I can't serve you doing this. Some people can. Mm-hmm. Some people do fantastic with that, and I wasn't. And I said, God, I need you to strip away whatever you need to, so that I can run hard after you. And I think through the years, he just kept doing that. And so now I don't own any of that. I don't have any of that. I own nothing. Mm. And even though I had a job and I had these things, I walked away and I said, and honestly, that was one of the most freeing things I ever had for me personally. And again, I'm not saying it for everybody, but for me, when I said, I don't care if I own anything again, I don't care if I have any possessions again, it was like, now I was free to do anything God called me to do. And I don't know what it was, what broke my heart, but I just felt such a pull, and I couldn't ignore it. And when I went, it's, you know, it was still, wasn't an all in. or I wouldn't have put it 4.5 months. And I even said at that time, I go, let me see, March. And now I'm thinking I should have made it June because the weather's still not as nice as I'd like to see. But no, I just said, I want to go see. I really do. And Lord, I'm going to give you 4 months of my life. And in honesty, it was very lonely. Mm-hmm. And there were times I was extremely depressed. But still, I was never more alive at any other time in my life. I felt like for the first time in my life, I was actually of eternal value. Mm-hmm. And I was truly storing up treasures in heaven. I wasn't putting things away, that wonderful business that I had years ago, nothing's left of it. Mm-hmm. At the time, I thought it was all that mattered. And now it's all gone. And I'm okay that it's all gone. But to me, at that time, that was my value. It's who I was. Now, the little people that I can help, when I say that, the children, because I think you saw some of the pictures mm-hmm. that I'd sent. And, you know, God just reminds me, this is why you're here. And so I just couldn't ignore that call. But I still went with reservation. So I wasn't wonderfully all in. I was, okay, how's this going to work? When I got there, I still wasn't. But about February, I went to them and pretty much I was all in, and I just wanted to hear if they thought I should be all in. Did they see me of value? Did they see God using me over there? And they told me, yeah. And actually what they told me was that you've met with the president of our country. Mm-hmm. You've met with the UN. It doesn't seem to faze you a bit. But then you've also met with the lowest of our village people and the men that are there and the women that are there and their children, and you make them feel like they're the most important people in the world. And they said, we don't have anybody else that can do that. And again, that's just God.
Yeah.
But if that's what they want to use me for, then that's what I'll do.
Mm. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? We're going to be talking more about your experiences in Laos and Southeast Asia when we come back right after this.